Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Don Natesker joining us. He's the Landscape Architecture Manager with SWBR Architects. They had the winning design in the state's Skyway competition that was announced yesterday. Don, thanks for joining us. This design, to say it as the wow factor, might be understating it a little bit, because there is some pretty significant and eye-popping structures on either side of the part of the Skyway you keep.
Yeah, I think the... Certainly, we wanted something very iconic. The strength of what we're proposing is very functional and pragmatic. But at the same time, when you're making that kind of a public investment, you want something special and iconic. So, you know, we've kind of bookended this proposed Skyway Park with where we see there are a couple of placekeeper. Structures, you know, we know we want them to be iconic, we want them to be transparent, we want them to be about the City of Lights, kind of a reference to the 1901 Pan American Exposition.
And what goes on in the Sky Park on the top of the elevated portion of the bridge that's staying?
So it's becoming a park. You know, we still have a lot of room and public participation and to design and program this park, but at a bare minimum, it's going to be a pedestrian and bicycle connection. It's going to be a viewing platform, like Buffalo's kind of own mountaintop to look out over the lake and over the city. It could be something as simple as, if anyone's been down to the Brooklyn Bridge, a very simple walking, biking overlook, but we do envision the opportunity to have little parklets up there. There could be opportunities for activities and games and event spaces. So, again, one of the things we want to make sure is that this is pragmatic, practical, and affordable. But at the same time, the view kind of speaks for itself up there. We're really just trying to get people up there to have some experience above the city.
So how would that work in your mind? You mentioned bicycles. Do people, you know, ride their bike downtown, then take, like, an elevator up there?
Exactly. Yes, the two structures that we talked about earlier are envisioned as essentially portals for an elevator, you know, probably more of a freight-style elevator that could accommodate pedestrians and bikes. So we do think that this is continues to be a great link between Canal Side and the Outer Harbor. You know, we want to make sure that people can get bikes and across that bridge. Maybe there's even in the future some other, are they scooters or electric vehicles? There could be some other, option for transportation. But, primarily, looking at bikes and foot traffic, and have shortened the span of the bridge. People typically can do a nice, comfortable quarter-mile walk, so we kind of designed the length of this park to be about that length.
Regarding traffic, Don, there is some skepticism that this is not realistic, but we're assuming that you've done your own research.
We've done our research, and Fisher Associates is the transportation planner and engineer that we've been working with, and they're local Buffalo folks. They've dug out all of the old studies that have looked at different options here. The new Tiff Street extension that we're proposing is, a project that's been studied and has been tested. We see, instead of having a central arterial that accommodates all the traffic in and out of Buffalo and the commuters, we see establishing or reestablishing more of a grid network that gives people transportation options. And, depending on where they're coming from and where they're going to, they might take either Tiff Street or they might take Ohio or Michigan. But, we kind of talked about it as peeling off the onion, you know, as you're going north and towards the Skyway. If you, you know, pull off a certain number of cars at Tiff Street, you pull off a few more at Ohio, by the time you get to Michigan, you're really just not accommodating that many cars. And, you know, it's a return to a grid system that's working across the country right now, and a lot of more progressive transportation engineers, you know, are advocating giving people options rather than focusing them on arterial highways.
You know, all the focus is on the Skyway itself, but how much of your plan was dealing with the traffic and finding other ways to move cars from, you know, the mainland, so to speak, to the outer harbor and other areas?
A significant amount of our time was spent really addressing the transportation issue. So the, you know, we started with the premise that, you know, let's abandon the Skyway as a vehicular route because we can bolster canal side, we can free up land, we can create wonderful, you know, places and spaces up, you know, at canal side if we do something with that bridge. So then we immediately turned our attention to, okay, well, how do we handle that traffic? So, you know, we looked at how do we handle the traffic, but another thing that changing those traffic patterns does is that it creates great connections to some of the other neighborhoods that are to the east of the waterfront. There's really good circulation along this corridor north-south, but there's a lot of barriers for people to move east-west. So, you know, the focus wasn't really on the Skyway Bridge. It was on the entire corridor and how do we connect all of Buffalo to its waterfront.
How hopeful were you when you first submitted this design? You know, way back earlier in the year.
Hopeful that we would win?
Right.
I think what we were hopeful is that we could be involved in this transformational project. You know, we're kind of the local team. You know, many of us are from Buffalo. The rest of us are from Rochester. And, you know, we really want to see something great happen along the waterfront here. So I think that we didn't certainly go into this thinking we would win this competition, but we absolutely wanted to get what we thought were the best ideas on the table.
What have you been told as far as your involvement in, you know, what actually takes place here? Are you going to continue to be hands-on in implementing a design when construction starts?
So we haven't had those discussions yet. Certainly, as I just mentioned, our hope in entering this competition was to be able to help make a difference. So we are certainly hoping that we can continue to be involved and continue to kind of develop and share our thoughts and ideas on how this rolls out. But it's a significant project, and it probably isn't a single project. It's, you know, a combination of, you know, 6 to 10 projects, depending on how they're packaged. So, you know, we'll be hopefully having discussions with Empire State Development and the City of Buffalo, the Metropolitan Planning Organization, and others about how we can be involved going forward.
Well, you could just take the money and run too, right?
Well, no.
Okay. Hey, Don, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.